In 1978, Brooklyn was in the throes of Saturday Night Fever. So when I presented the newsletter to my fellow students, they were like, you know, forget about it. What the heck is this? Who are the Rolling Stones? And the great irony is that the people who did embrace me and my newsletter were the Stones themselves.
A fan who's a writer meets his favorite band and eventually gets invited into their entourage. It sounds a bit like Almost Famous, but it's also the story of Bill German, who survived the behind-the-scenes world of the Rolling Stones. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Bill German was a teenager when he cut, pasted, and mimeographed his way to authoring a Rolling Stones fanzine called Beggar's Banquet. That was in 1978. And by 1984, the Stones had picked Beggar's Banquet to be their official fan club newsletter. German kept up the newsletter for a total of 17 years, and in that time held an unusual and coveted spot in the Stones world. So there are, of course, some stories to tell, and Bill does just that in his new book, Under Their Thumb, How a Nice Boy from Brooklyn Got Mixed Up with the Rolling Stones and Lived to Tell About It. There are also some reflections on life as a fan and the highs and lows that can entail. NFUV's Dennis Elsis decided to start at the beginning to find out how young Bill German met Mick and the boys.
I knew that they were having a party one day for their Emotional Rescue album at a club called Danceteria on 37th Street.
Sure.
Well, at this point, I'm 17 years old. I'd been doing the newsletter for about a year, and I'm not on the guest list for this Stones party, but I'm going to show up anyway, determined to meet them. So I wait for them outside the club, and Mick comes out first, and he gives off a vibe like, well, don't come near me. You know, he didn't say it, but that was the vibe he gave off. And Keith Richards and Ronnie Wood and Bill Wyman come out next, and they're totally the opposite. And they're just standing around. They're willing to shake hands with fans on the street, just passersby, you know, and they're signing autographs for people and posing for pictures. I didn't want any of that stuff, actually, from them. I didn't want an autograph or a photo with them. I just wanted them to know that my newsletter existed. So I realized for a split second that Ron Wood's hands were free, and I go right up to him. I put the newsletter in his hands, and I say, hey, Woody, this is the newsletter I do about you guys. And he said, oh, yeah, thanks. It's great. It's great. You know, and I knew he was just humoring me. I'm a 17-year-old kid. But, well, what do you know? He takes it into the limo, and for some reason the window was rolled down, and Keith elbows him and, like, asks him, hey, you know, what's that? And, you know, Woody points to me and says, oh, he gave that to me, and they're smiling, and that was my first memory of my meeting the Rolling Stones. And actually, the moment is captured on the cover of my book. And I didn't even realize that a photo was taken by a paparazzo photographer on the street. But you can see Keith in the foreground carrying a bottle of Jack Daniels through the street that he pilfered from the party. And in the background, there's me, 17 years old, handing an issue of my newsletter to Ron Wood.
I come to you so silent in the night, so stealthy, so animal quiet. I'll be your savior.
Fast forward the tape a little bit. How does it finally become that you somehow get not necessarily into the inner circle, but a little bit closer?
Well, I just remained very persistent and made sure to keep getting them copies of the newsletter. Wherever they were, I would try to figure out what nightclubs they might show up to, and I would keep dropping off issues at their office. And of course, the people in their office would say, oh, yeah, yeah, we're passing it along to them, which I never knew if they really were. Until I began to bump into Keith and Ronnie Wood a few more times in these nightclubs. And, you know, I'd go up to Keith with the latest issue and say, hey, do you have the latest issue? And he would say, yeah, yeah, you know, I just read it on the can, you know. So I was like, wow, they really are reading my issues. They know who I am. And then one day in 1983, I get a phone call from their management saying, Mick and Keith, you already know that they love your newsletter. But now they want to turn your little newsletter into their official newsletter, and it's going to be advertised in their next album, the Undercover album, and you'll get to interview them, you'll have full access, you know, you'll get to go to their homes, travel with them, the whole works. Is that okay with you, young Bill German? And I, you know, I only had to think about that for a half a second. And then next thing I know, I'm interviewing the Stones and I'm at Mick Jagger's house.
Is that a me? Oh, yeah. The way she talks when she's spoken to. Down to me. The change has come. She's under my thumb.
The Stones, Under My Thumb. As we hear about the book, Under Their Thumb, how a nice boy from Brooklyn got mixed up with the Rolling Stones and lived to tell about it. Written by Bill German and published by Villard Books. Hear the complete conversation and more exclusive interviews online at WFUV.org.